In this bulletin, 9 people arrested over an alleged scheme to fraudulently obtain money intended for bushfire victims. Tasmania and Queensland to further ease coronavirus restrictions. And in sport, the AFL will revert back to normal quarter lengths next season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Nine people have been arrested in New South Wales over an alleged scheme to fraudulently obtain grant money intended for victims of last year's bushfires. Police say the 6 men and 3 women are connected to the Rebels bikie gang. The group allegedly made a total of $700,000 in claims through a New South Wales government grant scheme and successfully received $113,000. Detective Superintendent Robert Critchlow says the alleged crimes are particularly heinous in light of the devastation of the bushfires.
These grants were meant to enable businesses on the south coast to remain open to provide services to the community and employment, which some of these businesses have failed due to the losses from the bushfires and then compounded by the COVID disaster. These grants were meant to assist that and have been cynically stolen by this group.
The Tasmanian government has announced a further easing of the state's coronavirus restrictions from tomorrow afternoon. Dancing and drinking while standing will be allowed at pubs and clubs for up to 100 people at indoor venues and 250 patrons outdoors. Premier Peter Gutwin says home gathering limits will also increase from 40 to 100 people.
Lifting of these restrictions, I think, will enable us to have a more normal Christmas period. And I think based on the very good work that has been done by Tasmanians over the last 10 to 11 months, I'm certain that Tasmanians will do the right thing and that they will continue to behave sensibly and responsibly.
Meanwhile, the 4th member of a family who returned to Australia on a repatriation flight from India has tested positive for COVID-19 while in hotel quarantine in Hobart. People quarantining in Queensland hotels will no longer be allowed to have breaks for fresh air access because of growing concern over COVID-19 case numbers. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says more infections are being detected in hotel quarantine and the state has a total of 22 coronavirus cases. 3 new overseas acquired infections have been recorded today. Dr. Young says breaches in the hotel system have led to outbreaks in other states, so she wants to be cautious to avoid issues in Queensland.
And Queenslanders have been really, really sensible to date. That's why we've had the fantastic response in Queensland that we've had. We have not seen transmission.
Queensland has also announced dancing will be allowed again at indoor venues such as pubs, bars, restaurants and clubs from Monday. The federal government has quietly shelved plans to establish a national commission into veteran and defence suicides. Legislation underpinning the national watchdog has been withdrawn after failing to secure support from Labor and the Senate crossbench. Opponents argue it falls far short of what's needed to address the unacceptably high rates of suicide among serving and former Australian Defence Force members. Labor frontbencher Shane Newman says nothing less than a royal commission into the issue will do.
This is a national shame and a tragedy for the individuals. Families are grieving and hurting. Call a royal commission, Prime Minister, into veteran and defence suicide. Make sure the terms of reference are broad. Independence and fully empowered, a royal commission can look at this in a systemic way.
Facebook could be forced to sell its prized assets, WhatsApp and Instagram, after the US Federal Trade Commission and nearly every state in the country filed lawsuits against it. They allege the social media company used so-called buy or bury strategy to snap up rivals and keep smaller competitors at bay. To sport, the AFL Commission has announced games will revert back to normal quarter lengths next season. A fixture shortening brought on by the pandemic resulted in the league reducing quarter lengths to 16 minutes plus time on in 2020. But headquarters will revert back to the normal 20 minutes plus time on in 2021. Teams will receive six-minute breaks for quarter time and three-quarter time, while half time will be 20 minutes. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth partly cloudy, 32 degrees. Adelaide sunny and 30. Melbourne partly cloudy, 21. Hobart cloudy, 18. Canberra partly cloudy and 20 degrees. Wollongong cloudy, 19. Sydney possible shower, 22. Newcastle a shower or two, 22 degrees. Brisbane similar, 27. Cairns a shower or two, 32. And Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm and 34. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.